morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, December 6, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. It definitely just gets wilder and stranger all the time. We'll talk about that this morning. You know, I have misgivings. Yes, there are important issues of the day, and there's a lot happening in the world, and we're really shifting. We are shifting to a cartoonish reality. That's not an exaggeration when you look at some of the headlines. Things are so bizarre, but the greatest concern is something that will be the subject of my broadcast with Richie from Boston tomorrow. Richie will be on tomorrow, and he's talked about the spraying. That's one of the greatest concerns. You know, Operation Solar Shield reminds me of John Christopher's Tripod series, which I read as a very young man, as a boy. I think I read it in fourth grade, and it's deeply disturbing. But it basically presents a world in which the atmosphere has been altered to become more acclimable to these ascended masters, essentially that you hear folks talking about these days. And you know, young people around the age of 12 to 14 get chipped in their brains. And who was talking about that back in those days? You know, very few people would really have thought about that, but bad guys were, because they were tapped into dark forces. Anyway, Richie from Boston will be on tomorrow. And what I'm thinking of is, you know, we have these issues. We have the issues of the day. But then we have the kinds of things, or we can just play a snippet of this, kinds of things that guys like Jordy Rose are talking about. And I just want to play a snippet of that, if we can play like a few seconds of that video that's on too. Just a few seconds, you know, maybe 10 seconds or so. Anyway, Richie from Boston did a video that he published on December 2nd titled "Jordy Rose, in His Own Words, Tsunami of Demons is Coming." And that's kind of scary. But I don't think it's as scary as the actual talk and the title. It's based, that video is based on the talk that Jordy Rose gave at Tech Vancouver earlier this year in July 12th. And these conferences are happening everywhere. This is a subject that I haven't circled back around to, but I meant to last week, because there were conferences last week and the week before. And so we have conferences happening in Vegas and Spain and New York and all over the place all the time. These tech conferences that aren't just tech conferences, it's scary stuff. So the title of the TED Talk, or not the TED Talk, but the Tech Vancouver talk, that the video actually that was published by techvancouver.org, and you can find it on the techvancouver.org YouTube channel. The title of the talk is "Jordy Rose of Kindred AI Presents Superintelligent Aliens Are Coming to Earth." Here's a few seconds of that. Go ahead, please.
So we had I'm going to talk about aliens. But before I do that, we had a little bit of interesting news today that's Kindred relevant, and I wanted to share it with you because I'm pretty proud of it.
That's good. He talks initially about you know, how a lot of the big tech companies aren't Canada-based companies, and that's unfortunate because he's from Canada, and D-Wave is from Canada, and Kindred, and so on. And but you know, they have offices in other places like San Francisco, so they're not considered Canadian. Anyway, I'm going to talk about aliens. This is at a tech conference. Jordy Rose of Kindred AI presents Super Intelligent Aliens Are Coming to Earth. It's a very disturbing 21 and a half minute talk. It's supposed to be a tech conference. And so Richie from Boston did a great video on it. And his video's 19 minutes and change. But he, you know, he says, the description says, this is full disclosure. This lays all theories to rest. In his own words, Jordy Rose explains what is happening in the background. A tsunami of demons, or old ones, is set to inhabit an army of AI, powers and principalities. And of course, Ephesians 6 and the whole armor of God is included in the end of that video. But this is the bigger issue. You know, I mean, I don't want to spoil tomorrow's broadcast. You can watch it for yourself. Richie's video, Jordy Rose, the Tech Vancouver video. But this is what's happening. And so you have in the background the subject of this massive overrun of demonic infiltration, a return to Genesis 6. And, you know, it's deeply unsettling if you understand the prospects. And these guys are working hard, you know. So Jordy Rose gives his talk, and it's really disturbing. Talked to a few people who have watched it, and everyone agrees it's deeply disturbing. It's the stuff nightmares are made of, and it's a tech conference talk. And so he closes the talk by saying, so we're hiring for, you know, people to help us do this. And, you know, along the way, he, you know, the title of the talk, Jordy Rose of Kindred AI Presents Super Intelligent Aliens Are Coming to Earth. He, along the way, he mentions that calling them demons doesn't really scratch the surface on what they're talking about and what this all portends. So, you know what just got real is kind of what that feels like. So tomorrow, Richie from Boston will be on. I guess right now he's doing a live stream of some sort. I don't know where exactly, if that's his channel or someone else, but that should be interesting too. So I'm looking forward to having him on tomorrow's broadcast to talk about this, because again, there are important issues of the day, and things are changing in very bizarre, disturbing, and provocative sorts of ways. But all of that sort of fades to the backdrop when you understand what guys like Jordy Rose are doing. You know, they're really, in simple terms, what they're doing is, you know, you hear about dark matter, you hear guys like Michio Kaku on CBS This Morning and places like that talking about dark matter. And what they're really doing is, you know, and they, I mean, CERN says that the universe shouldn't exist because you got matter and antimatter and they cancel each other out. And so, but what they're trying to do is, in simple terms, build a bridge straight to hell, which should remind those who have read of the book of Revelation, the keys to the pit. I mean, really, that's what it looks like. Bridge to hell. To open the gates of hell and it's very disturbing stuff. So anyway, that's always in the back of my mind when this subject matter arises, of kind of what's going on in the news these days. And there are some crazy things going on. CNN and others have picked up on the Intercept story published a couple of days ago now by Matthew Cole and Jeremy Scahill. And so if it's those two, I'm inclined to lend it significant credence. And the title of the story is Trump White House Weighing Plans for Private Spies to Counter Deep State Enemies, which is, I mean, just off the rails shocking. So Trump White House weighing plans for private spies to counter deep state enemies. The White House denies any not well. Sarah Sanders denied any knowledge of this in yesterday's White House press briefing, I believe. But as the story goes, the Trump administration is considering a set of proposals developed by Blackwater founder Eric Prince and a retired CIA officer, let me guess, Enrique Rick Prado and or Kofor Black are involved. Anyway, with assistance from Oliver North, a key figure in the Iran-Contra scandal. Do you think we should play – you know, I was thinking about playing Ollie North clips all day, including his sort of offhanded admission about Iran-Contra. And gosh, that was weird. I wonder if I can – grab that real quick. You know, he's a Fox News contributor. Let me see if I can find that, because that was weird. Him essentially admitting to some things and saying, well, you know, if that's a bad thing, is that a bad thing? It was the Fox clip from last August titled Oliver North $400 million transfer to Iran was ransom. And he talks about that, which is interesting, but he has a little admission there in the middle of the video. As much as Ollie North was on Hannity last August, and as shocking as his Iran-Contra hearing admissions were, you know, yes, I lied and I'd do it again. His admission on Hannity last year was just as shocking. So let's see if we can get that fired up. So in the meantime, as the story goes, the Trump administration is considering a set of proposals developed by Blackwater founder Eric Prince and a retired CIA officer with assistance from Oliver North, a key figure in the Iran-Contra scandal, which is an understatement perhaps of the year, to provide CIA Director Mike Pompeo. And, you know, the story has been floated that the White House is considering Pompeo as a replacement for Secretary of State Tillerson, which is interesting. And In the midst of all of this swirls the story that Mike Pompeo can't trust the CIA leadership enough to provide accurate intelligence. So this is layers and layers of you know, what seems to be emerging to me, looking at – I think there's a lot of WWF theater going on as usual, but I think a lot of the Hillary stuff is and the Trump and Hillary back and forth stuff, I think some of it's genuine, and I think Trump is off script. He's jumping script a little bit, and I think there is a political coup of sorts and a usurpation of power happening in the background, especially considering stories like the RBN story. That posted yesterday. Flynn plea proves Russiagate is a fraud. So that's an interesting story from December 3rd. And this in conjunction with the RT reporting, for example, that what's happening really is Israelgate. When we look at the kind of political maneuvering of Jared Kushner and so forth, I'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. But Russiagate is a fraud. It's misdirection. Israelgate seems to be a thing. The Clintons are being genuinely compromised in ways, I think, which isn't a bad thing, but it's political maneuvering and it seems to me it's jumping script, off script, and Trump seizing power. And so this move to weigh plans for private spies to counter deep state enemies seems to kind of corroborate that. And who's surprised by this? I wouldn't be surprised at all to find out this was entirely true. I would be surprised to hear it's not, because Donald Trump is allied with folks like Eric Prince and with guys like Peter Thiel, who is a Bilderberg steering committee member who has deep intelligence connections, ties himself through companies like Palantir. You look at what has happened in Saudi Arabia recently and the Trump connections there. It's deeply unsettling, to be sure. So continuing with the Intercept story, Trump administration is considering a set of proposals developed by Blackwater founder Eric Prince and retired CIA officer with assistance from Ollie North to provide CIA Director Mike Pompeo and the White House with a global private spy network that would circumvent official U.S. intelligence agencies. Well, when it comes to circumventing, does that mean it's gonna be another apparatus that serves a different set of foreign policy advisors than those that Ralph McGahey was pointing to in his intimation? Anyway, crazy stuff. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Speaking of Ollie North, and we'll come back to that, because listen, as I always say, you know, anyone who is paying attention knows that any organization reflects its leadership. Here's Ollie North on Hannity last August 4th. The Fox News clip on YouTube is titled "Oliver North, $400 million transfer to Iran was ransom." Listen to what Ollie North has to say.
Dollars that was transferred at the time they were getting the hostages released. So did they pay a ransom here is the big question.
Yes, this was a ransom. Look, at the very first demand by the Iranians when I met with them in 1985 was a refund of the $400 million from the Shah, a down payment on weapons he'd wanted to buy. That's what they wanted from Jimmy Carter. That's what they wanted from me. You know, it turns out I was actually a better negotiator than John Kerry. We didn't send money to the Iranians. They paid us. I know. I was the one who had to sit down on the other side of the table with the likes of Ahmadinejad and Rouhani. What they wanted, first of all, was that $400 million. They got it from this administration. The Israelis shipped toes, and we got hostages and Iranian money. The toes were doctored so they wouldn't work, and we have an interpreter, thank God, who was there to confirm that. We used the money from the Ayatollahs to support a pro-democracy movement in Central America. Is that the right thing to do? Apparently, there were a lot of people decided otherwise. But we didn't have to do things like they did it. I mean, think about this. There's an American transport plane right behind the shipment of money, and they're telling me this isn't ransom? It defies reality. Why didn't somebody ask that at the
actually
press conference
today? Defies reality is Ollie North talking about the Iran-Contra affair and supporting a pro-democracy movement. That defies reality. And I guess, you know, some people object to supporting a regime that rapes and kills women and children. You know, I don't know why people would find that offensive, but unbelievable. Even from the Wikipedia entry, and I always like to kind of go to the Wikipedia entry because it's the sanitized, whitewashed version of history. It's generally accepted sanitized history. And even the Wikipedia entry for the Contras states at the top, during the war against the Nicaraguan government, the Contras committed a large number of human rights violations and used terrorist tactics. The money that he was alluding to was the subject of great intrigue and shock as it was revealed that funds that shouldn't have been used, well, weapons shouldn't have been sold to Iran in the first place as hostage negotiation, and the money that was then half the money was rerouted, and that was just part of what was going on in support of this pro-democracy movement, as Ollie North misremembers it. It's just shocking. So continuing with the Wikipedia entry, it says carrying out more than 1,300 terrorist attacks. That's the Contras. These actions were frequently carried out systematically as a part of a strategy of the Contras. Supporters of the Contras tried to downplay these violations. Sounds like what Ollie North just did. Particularly the Reagan administration in the U.S., which engaged in a campaign of white propaganda to alter public opinion in favor of the Contras. And to this day, Ollie North is still doing it. So why do I say that? Well, because if this story holds water, if this story has merit, the Intercept story by Matthew Cole and Jeremy Scahill, published December 4th, titled Trump White House Weighing Plans for Private Spies to Counter Deep State Enemies, and I believe it does hold water, then the involvement of these key figures, it's corruption at the highest levels, and the organization will reflect its leadership. So you have Eric Prince, founder of Blackwater, who continues to find himself in compromising legal positions constantly because of his dark dealings around the globe now, not just here in America, unfortunately. I think that letting him escape the confines of America, see this apparatus that the 1947 National Security Act created, is now a hydra. It was a hydra then, before the National Security Act formalized it. But now, you know, you had the creation of the RAND Corporation, for example, the Army's premier, preeminent military-industrial complex think tank, cooking up all kinds of plans, and soon after its creation, started offering those plans to the rest of the world. And why wouldn't guys like Eric Prince do the same? Well, they have. Which is scary. We're legitimizing war, Machiavellian intrigue and deception, Sun Tzu's The Art of War, and it's a global for-profit industry. One of the biggest. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
And layers of intrigue and deception, but who's surprised? So any organization will reflect its leadership. By the way, during the break, I was looking for the clip of Sarah Huckabee Sanders deflecting on the question. Matthew Cole tweeted late yesterday, "So White House denials to us were false, as was Sanders' statement behind the podium. Not even 24 hours and White House story is shifting," pointing to Maggie Haberman's tweet over at the New York Times. Got clarification on this from a White House official who says administration was pitched, but no sign Trump was briefed. And that is pointing to her tweet about a couple of days ago, Trump, who is instinctively paranoid and who used to employ private investigators when he was a developer, has pitched the global network version of that by Eric Prince. And so the latest, greatest officially is, it seems, Maggie Haberman's tweet got the clarification that White House official says administration was pitched, but no sign Trump was briefed. So that's kind of like saying, no, Donald Trump didn't he wasn't the person who encouraged Flynn to meet with Russian officials or folks connected with Russian operatives. It was Jared Kushner. Oh, okay, that's much better. I don't understand how we're so lost in a post-truth reality. You know, Donald Trump is still not out of the woods on the accusations and allegations from no fewer than 13 women. That's weird. You know, no wonder there's so much ire and outrage in this country. We have a reality TV star in the White House right now who has been accused of as much or more than just about anybody that's been in the headlines this year. And on the other side of the ticket, we had a lady who rigged the party primary and basically hijacked her entire party and then excused herself from it. The DNC attorneys said that Article 5 of their charter doesn't really matter. It doesn't really mean that integrity doesn't mean what integrity means, apparently, which is a totally Clinton-esque move. A Clintonista move. You know, is. Is there a there? You know, it's just bizarre what's happening. So, you know, on the other side, you have this woman who rigs the, you know, it's just a bunch of rigging. Look what happened to the DNC. Donald Trump. There's strong evidence that Interstate Crosscheck stole at least a million votes, and then there's the voter suppression efforts. It wasn't so much turning votes as suppressing votes. You know, usually, so the Democrats usually recruit. You know, there's that image that floats around jokingly. Democrats are out recruiting voters again, and there's somebody with a clipboard in a graveyard. But Democrats do that while Republicans lately – I mean, there's always been the national election pool issue, which I always mention. No one talks about. The only person I ever heard talk about it was the late, great Jack Otto. I think it was 2008, his last talk, that Forbidden Knowledge talk, where he talked about the Voter News Service, the predecessor of the national election pool. And I always mention – the National Election Pool brags their organization does not exist to detect voter fraud. No, because they know it's a fraudulent operation. But to predict and project the winners of races, and since the new system was put in place, which, by the way, is exactly the same as the old system, same players, just rebranded like they always have to do, been doing that since the 60s, so that they can throw you off the trail a little bit. Nothing to see here. Do you think black box voting is a thing? How about that parlor trick that they pull every national election day when at 10 o'clock in the morning, before a single poll has closed or a single vote has been counted, somehow the national election pool manages to feed your local news affiliate the exact number of votes and the exact percentage to a tenth of a percentage of who's ahead in races. Astonishing. Those guys are so good. That is the greatest parlor trick that I think is pulled. David Copperfield is probably astounded. People don't pay attention to that. It's crazy what's happening. So on the Republican side, partisan politics is BS, by the way. You know that if you listen to this broadcast. Quigley's quote, you know, the left and the right, the academic doctrinaire, what we really should have is one party, which is why John Adams was well observed when he stated in a letter to Jonathan Jackson back in 1780, there is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. That's pretty succinct, I would say. And again, Milford, Ryerson, Howard, quoting George Washington in The American Plutocracy, published in 1895. Brain's jumping around too much. Interesting, page 165. Ryerson Howard wrote, Milford Ryerson Howard wrote, commenting on the spirit of party worship, Washington in his farewell address says the alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge natural to party dissension, which is what we hear. That's CNN, that's Fox, that's MSNBC, that's the alt stuff, that's, you know, the Young Turks, Democracy Now, RT. I mean, it's everything. You always hear this partisanship, the alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension. We're going to get those rascals. We're going to throw them out. And the otherizing of people, demonizing, vilifying the opposition. Those people are stupid. They're evil. They're evil and stupid. And this is exactly what guys like Washington talked about. You get sucked into that, and this is what happened. The alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual, Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein Führer. That's where that leads. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able and more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of the public liberty. That seems to be precisely what's happening again. And as you reflect, I don't know if you see this, my perspective is simply this. For several administrations now, you've had party players. Some are more about party playership than others. George Bush, for example, in the Reagan administration, Bush won. In Reagan and Bush was more of a party player. There is a real prospect of a new world order, that kind of thing. Then you have the cult of personality in the Clinton administration, you know, renting out, you know, the pay to play Clinton White House, basically, among the 40 plus scams and scandals that they have never completely been able to shake, which I mentioned recently. I mean, just, it's just shocking. At one point, like I said, the Clinton White House was just nothing but scandal day after day after day. I did not, you know, the thumb. Anyway, this is what happens though. Sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of the public liberty. So you have the Clintons that were more self-interested, but still party players, obviously. Then you have Bush too, just kind of a useful idiot. But obviously the machinery was operating heavily in the background, the continuation of the Wolfowitz Doctrine, the PNAC sort of initiative, the policy coup that Wesley Clark talked about, et cetera, et cetera. And then the Obama administration, again, cult of personality. I think he's just having fun, you know, lighting the country on fire with a cultural Marxist flamethrower. He seems to enjoy that, which is really sick and disturbing. But now you have the Trump administration, which seems to really embody Washington's farewell address remarks. And this is a party player administration with deep self-interest. And I think the president that some pejoratively refer to as Tiny Hands has some very serious machinations behind the scenes. And I believe that The Intercept reporting, I mean, when have we heard this? I just noticed in the last break that Jeremy Scahill tweeted earlier this morning his new Intercepted podcast, Who's Afraid of the Alt Deep State, which includes the picture of Donald Trump with a tinfoil hat. And so the Intercepted podcast, Who's Afraid of the Alt Deep State, opens with these words: does Donald Trump want to make 1980s Reagan-era covert wars great again? It sure seems so. This week on Intercepted, Matthew Cole joins Jeremy for a discussion about their explosive report in The Intercept that Blackwater founder Eric Prince, a former CIA officer, and Ollie North of Iran-Contra fame or infamy have been pitching a private spy operation to the White House and CIA to counter the deep state attempting to undermine Trump's presidency. So, I mean, when you think about the implications, it really, you know, sure, it harkens back to Iran-Contra and these folks who are, you know, Eric Prince, Ollie North, both of whom are compromised in terms of integrity based on what has happened under their leadership and direction. But it kind of – doesn't it harken back to Smedley Butler's intimations, the fascist coup? And whenever the subject of fascism comes up, I feel like we should play that PragerU video, a little blurb on fascism. What is fascism? Where did it come from? Who — we know who the figurehead for capitalism is. It's Adam Smith, right? The invisible hand. And we know who the figurehead for communism is. It's Karl Marx. But that's disingenuous, isn't it, on both counts? But I digress. Anyway, lots of strange stories. And kind of a shortage of time. Let's move on a little bit. Suffice it to say, this Intercept story is one of the biggest stories of the year. Trump White House weighing plans for private spies to counter deep state enemies. How would we know if this actually happened? Because the machinery already exists. Think about it. Here's a — just to kind of put this in perspective a little bit. R.J. Hillhouse reported a million years ago, 10 years ago. In fact, she wrote a book. And she was on Democracy Now! Back in July of 2007 about her book. The title of that Democracy Now! Entry is Outsourcing Intelligence. Author R.J. Hillhouse on how key national security projects are contracted to private firms. I'll tell you what the point is when we come back after this break. Stick around. We'll be right back. Thank you.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Back in the way back machine, you know, you go back in history and guys like Dave Emery, I've been mentioning, you know, I don't know, other names so that we don't lose the work that others have done. But guys like Dave Emery, you know, I remember back in 1995, Dave Emery talking about how the CIA wasn't the biggest. It was the one that everyone focuses on. This, you know, obviously is given way these days to the NSA that used to be referred to as no such agency. And there's the NRO and the DNI and all of the other alphabet soups that we know about. And then there's the clandestine stuff. But that was then. The CIA is the focal point oftentimes and not always for – sometimes for good reason, is the point. But then you come forward, and this isn't even the story. Which is the biggest agency that's doing what? It's this kind of the way that I've explained it before. You know, it's like the movie Alien, where the alien, you know, you grab it by the neck, and then out comes another set of jaws, and then out of that, another set of jaws. The administrative agency land has, you know, what Congress did in formalizing that and passing the 1946 Administrative Procedure Act was creating this formalization of these agencies that, you know, corporations that create corporations, and you eventually – I mean, it just gets further and further away from accountability. Because the administrative – I mean, Tucker Carlson's done broadcasts for the last two nights about how bizarre it is the FBI is not accountable. He keeps saying, you know, consider how weird it is that the head of the executive branch is tweeting about the misdeeds of the FBI, essentially. Isn't the administrative agency accountable to the White House? It's a little weird. And the truth is yes and no. You know, what it is, really, I think, is kind of like trying to grab something in a dream. Can you grab it in a dream? That's kind of what it's like. So back to R.J. Hillhouse. Back in, you know, you fast forward from guys like Dave Emery talking about and, you know, speaking of the what I call high-profile deviancy, especially in Washington, D.C., and the Wayback Machine, where are the Sherman Skolniks of today? I asked that recently, but where are the Sherman Skolniks of today? So R.J. Hillhouse on Democracy Now, July 26, 2007, outsourcing intelligence author R.J. Hillhouse on how key national security projects are contracted to private firms. That was a great interview. I encourage you to watch it, but it pointed to her July 8, 2007 Washington Post op-ed titled "Who Runs the CIA? Outsiders for Hire." We'll talk more about that and why this matters today when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.